the playoffs?
Yeah.
What talk about? Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
We played them the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were.
Listen, we talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice.
It's the All Pro Bros Show. It's a sports show where we put you in the know of who are the bros and the misses, the losers, to those scared to win, those in the game, to the set, to the match, alley oop, one for the crew. Every touchdown to bring you every virgin statistic. You caught up over you missed it. You know the decisions, the opinions, the blow of the whistle, the flops, the fouls, and all of the issues. Every punch, every kick, every throw, every switch, every leap, every flip, every run, every twist. Stick it down in history. Each loss, each victory, those in the winner circle. To the losers bracket, Eddie Gretzky, Brady Ripken, Jordan and Magic. Whether it's a field goal or a shot in the basket, going for the gold or home runs. Gonna talk that talk, shoot with the pros, the All-Pro Pro Sports Show.
Speaking of baseball, let's talk about the new rule change that's gonna come in 2023. And tell me what this means. Like, okay, they want to shorten games, we get it. The pitch clock, okay, they want to add that. But then tell me about limiting throwing to first base when somebody's on. So basically they're promoting, I mean, yeah, we like to see stolen bags, but you got to earn that. They're basically trying to give it and make it easier. And also, they're banning the shift. So you're talking about
stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb. So you're talking
about actually explain that to the baseball literate who don't know what that means.
So the
all shift right. is,
go ahead, Red. You're more of the baseball head.
Yeah, you played it, so you would know.
All right. So the shift is usually means that, you know, if somebody like, let's just say, a David Ortiz is on base, okay, and he bats left-handed. What they tend to do is that they bring the other infielder over to on the other side of the second base. So what that means is they'll bring the shortstop over to where the second and first basemen are. Okay, over by where the second base over by first and second. Okay, to try to limit the power hitter to getting on base. Okay. So if he bats left-handed, they could bring the shortstop over to where the first and second baseman are. And let's just say he feels right-handed, like let's just say someone like an Aaron Judge, they could bring the second baseman over to where the shortstop and third baseman are. So it's trying to just get an extra defenseman to try to throw the first base or to catch the ball. Essentially, okay. So that's essentially making the shift over from one end to the other.
Yeah. So basically, it's a great strategy. So my thing is, if you're talking about you want to shorten baseball games by half an hour, or so yet you want to eliminate the shifts, is that that's defeating the purpose? So you guys are not I'm being disingenuous.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like, how are you going to say you want to do the pitch clock, this, that, that? And granted, you know, the players are set good. You're not doing these things in the playoffs, at least, you know, the runner on second. And the pitch clock, I don't know. They might or might not be doing it in the playoffs. But then you say, oh, I want to eliminate the shift. So what are we saving here? So basically, you just really don't want to see anything that has to concern with defense. So
yeah,
just
pretty
like,
much.
Yeah, so basically anything when it comes to anything millennial Gen Z, you just want to cater to them because they have shorter attention spans. But the games are still going to be as long.
Let's call it what it is. There are a lot of people in the older generation who can't sit down for a 3-hour game. Right. Okay, it's not just the younger generation. It's also even the older generation. Okay, I'll put it like this. And we talk about my mom here. And I love my mom. Okay? My mom cannot sit down for a 3-hour game. And she even said it. She does not watch a full game. Okay?
She
admits that she doesn't watch a full game. And the only reason why she even was interested and watching our baseball was because of my dad. Okay, so let's call it what it is. Not everybody's interested in looking at baseball, and that's okay. But again, I digress.
Let me break down the rules according to MLB.com. So here's the more technical talk from the website. It says let me back up a little bit. So basically, it'll be a 30-second timer between batters, between pitches. There will be a 15-second timer when the bases are empty, and there will be a 20-second timer when runners are on base. The pitcher must begin his motion to deliver the pitch before the expiration of the pitch timer. If he does not pitch the ball in time, he is penalized a ball automatically. I don't know what that means.
A ball strikes.
Got you. Okay. I'm like, huh? All right. Pitchers who violate the timer are charged with automatic ball. Batters who violate the timer are charged with an automatic strike. Batters must be in the box and alert to the pitcher by the 8-second mark, or else be charged with an automatic strike. With runners on base, the timer resets if the pitcher attempts a pickoff or steps off the rubber. Pitchers are limited to 2 disengagements per plate appearance. However, this limit is reset if a runner or runners advance during the plate appearance. If a third pickoff attempt is made, the runner automatically advances 1 base as the pickoff attempt is not successful. Mound visits, injury timeouts, and offensive team timeouts do not count as a disengagement. If a team has used up all 5 of its allotted mound visits prior to the 9th inning, this team will receive an additional mound visit in the 9th inning. This effectively serves as an additional disengagement, and umpires may provide extra time if warranted by special circumstances. Man, listen, this adds freaking Monopoly and Uno rules of baseball. I'm not with you.
Yeah, my visions were already dead. That's fine. And like I said, we understand they're going to discuss the timer for years because they've been doing it minor league for quite a few years. So I get it. I'm like, okay, cool. But then when you're talking about, if it's more than just 2, the runner, and if it's unsuccessful, they automatically get to go? What are we doing here?
Baseball's already confusing as is. Now you could add more complicated stuff to this?
Like, what are we doing here?
What are y'all doing here?
Like Major League Baseball, they do this. Is what they do? They add things and don't think it through. I get the pitch clock. I'm not so mad about it, but the rules revolving around this pitch clock, like what you just read, they did not think this through.
I'll do you one better. Here's the reason why that the pitch clock kind of pisses me off. Okay, because as someone who actually played baseball, you're probably going to need more than 20 or 30 seconds to get yourself mentally right in your head. Now you're telling me I have to push back whatever anxiety that I'm feeling for 30 seconds? That doesn't make any sense.
No, what the hell? They eliminate the scratching, the spitting, and eating the sunflower seeds on the mound.
but to be fair, there are some pitchers that do take their sweet time.
That's also part of the game. Sometimes you might need that extra 20 seconds. I'm like, okay, all right, now I don't want to do that pitch. No, something doesn't feel right. Let me at least back off for a second. You might, so it might eliminate them taking a full minute to get themselves right. But sometimes you might need that full minute, okay? Because you feel like you're about ready to throw the ball, but, you know, you feel like a wrench in your arm. So you have to let's take a quick step back. Oh, they're really not thinking this thing through. And it's the same thing for batters.
But the reason why they added the pitch clock in the first place, because they considered what you said, but I think a lot of people were abusing it, and they were just sitting there and just not being decisive. And people were like, yo, this dude is taking forever, especially when runners are base. So they had a speed problem, and then, you know, with the generation, they try to get them in because it's a quote-unquote dying sport to them. So I understand the idea of it, but we're revolving around this in terms of about runners on base and things of that nature. It's like, come on. Look, basically, abandoning the shift makes no sense.
Yeah, because not now that you're actually... This might be just a theory that I heard. This is just a thing I just thought about. You don't have too many 300 hitters anymore throughout the season, and part of it was because of the shift. Okay, so I think part of it is they might be trying to bring back batters having 300 average, which is extremely hard to do. Okay.
That could be true.
So again, it's just a theory. I can't prove it one way or another, but I think that's what they're trying to bring back. Trying to bring back batters with 300 batting averages.
And my theory is also they want to make the game of baseball more exciting and bring in more fans, because now you have this element of beat the clock. Once again, it sounds like a freaking game show or a board game. But for years, baseball analysts and baseball owners and players have been talking about how can we make the game more exciting? How can we attract? It's a business at the end of the day. How can we attract more customers to your main business, which is the baseball games, the season, but also to your products, the jerseys, the trading cards, the video games, you know, gloves, kids who play baseball, different levels in college, all that brings in sales. So it's all about the dollar, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is at the end of the day. Do I think it's gonna work? I don't know what I think. I have to wait and see. So yeah.
So basically they're trying to bring more offense to attract these customers.
It's essentially what they're doing. It's the same thing what they've been doing with basketball and football. Trying to bring in more offense.
That's why
offense is sexy.
Yeah, it might be sexy, but it's not gonna win games for you.
It's the hot chick that doesn't age well. That's
oh god, yes.
Well, actually, offense does win games, but defense. The thing is that you need a balance, because it's like this. This is what I've said before. We say defense, offense wins games. Defense wins championships. Blah blah blah. Okay, cool. But they need to work hand in hand, because let's say. Because, yeah, everybody's scoring all these points up and down, but nobody's stopping anybody. Make a stop eventually so you have more points than the other team. But at the same time, it can be a great defensive battle, but somebody needs to score on the board. Because you can say, hey, let's say the Super Bowl we watched, the last Super Bowl, the Pats won 13-3, but in a long time it was 3-0. Let's say, the Rams had a great defense. Yeah, but... For a long time, they had 0 points, too. They only held us to 3, but they have 0. We still win the game 3-0, or how we won the game 13-3. The point is, you still, at the end of the day, still have to put more points up than the other team while playing that defense. So it needs to go hand in hand. You can't just have heavy on one side and weak on the other side. It needs to be balanced, and that's how you can sustain success for a long period.
Right.
It's true. We'll see. I mean, we're almost in playoff season with baseball. As Red said, it won't impact the playoffs. But it will impact the 2023 season. It will remain to be seen, though, if they will keep these rules after the 2023 season.
Yeah, because the way it sounds like, I mean... They look like they're gonna have to amend part of that.
They're gonna have to, once they actually see how things actually play out, literally and figuratively, they'll have to tweak it. I agree with you on that.
Yeah,
I can see part of that disaster.
Well, we'll see what happens. All right, let's land this plane. That's another episode of the All Pro Bro Show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. It's your boy Triple.
It's your boy Red.
Mr. Damas, 12 Lawyer, out.